Hey, and you know what's the word?
What's up, y'all, and welcome to the Boom Room. It's Bug here. We got Mar, we got Jazz, and we got a special guest here today, creator of Torture, talented young man, very intelligent, Leslie St. Louis.
Hey. Oh, why, thank you.
What's up, bro? You good, though? Welcome.
Thank you. I like that introduction. Can you say it again?
No, that's...
She don't even remember the
shit.
Damn, you feel good about my son just now.
He cheesing hard in the mouth. Oh my
gosh. I feel like a man. Oh, goddamn.
I mean, yeah, but what's up? You in our space?
What's good? How you feeling?
You know.
I feel
good. How you really feeling, bro?
Good. Yeah. Happy.
Crazy, crazy weekend.
Very crazy.
What went down? What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
No. Ask them.
You don't know?
For those who don't know.
Come on, man. We got...
For those who don't know, what's going on, Leslie? We got Torture. Very big things are going on with Torture. And let's explain.
Oh, you want me to explain? Yeah. I want one of y'all to explain.
Tell the people. This is your brand. Tell the people what's up with Torture.
I mean, a lot of good things happening, you know. The ball rolling now. I'm doing a lot more things for 2019. I was on a hot little hiatus for 2018. Had to do a lot of building.
There you go.
And for those who don't know, what kind of things do you do with Torture? Like, you know.
Huh?
You make Torture. Torture is clothing. Like, what kind of clothing can people expect from you? Or like, you know.
Oh, anything. Everything.
Okay, cool.
There's nothing to not expect, you know.
Cool. And
make
how
a fucking
can,
chair or something.
How can people, you know, get in touch with you if they want to, you know, get something, order something, you know, follow
For real, you could just go on the website, torturefiles.co. Don't go on .com, because if you go on .com, you're going to see something that you don't want to see. I warned you.
I got to go.
Where
right
the freak body is going?
Nah, real rap.
Sold out shit. Salty as fuck.
So, nah, if you go to .com, you're going to see some shit.
That's something else?
That's a whole nother, that's another side of the fucking internet.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I get it. I get it, yo.
Did you go on .com?
No, I just thought about
you know Jazz at .com.
Yeah, it's torturefiles.co, not com. You're going to be sick.
Damn, that's
sick,
wrong.
Though?
Nah, not sick, but like, I mean, if you into that type of shit.
Hey, we talked about that before.
I mean, if you're really into that, then hey. Go. What?
This my man just looked it up.
Oh, you see it? Yeah, you see?
He looked it up.
Oh, my God. About, right? Like,
let me see.
That's like, that's...
I don't want to see that.
That's the, I don't know, that's torture. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, so where the name Torture come from? Like, where you...
Like, where, how'd I come up with it?
Yeah.
Oh, I came up with it listening to Wu-Tang one day.
Got you.
Yeah. It's that song called Method Man.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, yeah,
you know, in the beginning, like, Torture, motherfucker.
Yeah,
that shit crazy.
That's dope.
Appreciate it.
That's nasty.
When did you start Torture?
Shit, I just got an order. Oh, my bad, y'all.
That's the money.
This nigga making money, man. That's how you do, that's the bro. Money.
No, it was from the UK, too.
Ooh, hey, overseas money.
Overseas shit. Hey.
Big shit.
That's what's up.
Damn. He said, please hurry up with this lit shit.
That's how niggas
put in order.
Shout
out to overseas. That's how niggas count. That's,
damn,
that's the details in their order.
Damn, hurry up with this shit. Why you just like come at me like that? Like, hurry up with this list.
You bet. Shit.
You better be wanted. Shit.
I'm allowed to curse?
You're allowed to curse.
Oh, all right, because I was like cursing a lot.
We raw.
Wasn't you already cursed?
Yeah, I know. That was my bad.
I've
been trying not to curse.
Welcome to the Boom Room, where anything goes the fuck down in here.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We say anything that we want to say. We talk about anything that we want to talk about. We fucking drink in here. We fucking smoke in here.
We was just doing.
You know what I'm saying?
So I don't smoke.
Well, yeah.
Leslie didn't do none of that.
We know.
I don't smoke.
We got it.
So tell me, man, you going to be doing some collabs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to name drop anybody right now, but I'm gonna do a few collabs.
I'm looking forward to it.
Shit, me too.
It's already in the process, is what you're saying?
I don't know, honestly. It could be. I just got to sit down and talk more about it with like the people, but should be.
That's big moves, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shit's crazy.
So I know like you do like cover art and stuff like that. Would you like expand in that as well?
Yo, yeah, bro. That shit crazy. Shout out Spike. He like he put me in some good ass positions with this cover art. I don't even like doing it, bro.
It's ill as shit though.
I hate it.
It's ill as shit.
I feel like artists don't really respect the graphic designers. Not right. The creatives, right. But the person that's actually making it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's rare that you'll find somebody that's the creative and do the graphics at the same time. But like some people get like, you know, they get the job or whatever and they like pick out different graphic designers. Like, yo, help me with this job that I got. Because, you know, it's like a collective type thing. But I feel like artists don't really be respecting them people. Though. So I was like, man, this shit not for me.
It's cool, though. That's sick, though. That joint you did for Gunna recently. Shout out to that. That joint was illustrated.
Yeah, one call. That shit was fire. Big moves. I just literally just sat there like, what the fuck should I do with this? And just did it. At first, it was just the phone just sitting there in the water. And I'm like, damn, I gotta add something to this. And then Spike was like, yo, you gotta put his name on it. And I'm like, fuck. I hate putting like names on shit. I just like it just plain and simple. He was like, bro, you're gonna have to figure something out. And that's the thing about Spike too. He like to tap into my like creative side. Like he be testing me sometimes. And I'd be like, shit, why the fuck you put me in this position, bro?
That's good though.
Yeah, it's like it puts you further. Like,
yeah, bro.
Yeah.
It don't just let you just settle. Like it's.
And then I know I gotta deliver.
You can do more though. Like.
Yeah, and then I be in a position where like, fuck, I have to really deliver, or else this is like, I'm gonna just look bad.
Yeah.
Bro, your name is the first thing that enters the room before you do. So it's like, you got to have a good name. You got to keep your name pure. You know what I'm saying? So I figured it out. I said, fuck it. I'm going to put his chain on it because I just remembered he had a chain that said Gunna. Like, not too long ago, he got his chain made. So then I threw that over the phone and it just was perfect.
And it do fit, like, with the whole, you know, drip wave and whatnot. So yeah. That's what's up. Shout out to that. You know, that's good.
Thank you.
I want to talk about some things today.
Oh shit!
I don't like clout chasers, and like seeing like a lot of people just doing extra dumb shit just to have clout, just like some settle to look like a fucking clown. Just to have clout. And it's like, is it really that deep nowadays? Like,
it ain't that fucking deep, but I guess it is at the end of the day. So Black China.
That's something.
You're like, yo, sis, now you and Soulja Boy go together. Who the fuck else? Who else about to be?
Yeah, Shorty out of pocket.
On the roster, like.
I don't think Soulja like her. Like, because
them niggas both weird.
If you see the girl that he with, she bad as shit. Like, compared to China, like, she even look natural. Wrong. Like, yeah. So it's just like, I don't know.
What's going on?
But she was just stupid. She was just with some young boy not too long ago.
Oh, they broke up publicly.
Yeah, but like, she just broke up with boy 2 days ago, and then now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't. She just be doing the most. And then it's just, like, going, like, around to all these, like, rappers and shit being, like, on some pass-around shit. Like, you doing too much. I used to fuck with China, like.
Everybody did, for real.
Why?
Yeah, for first of all.
I think she was, like, attractive at some point. Like, when she first was, like, when I seen her with Tyga and stuff like that, like, I was like, oh,
everybody's,
you know.
Like, who's this bitch that look like Nicki Minaj?
Yeah,
that's
what
ass.
I was thinking. Like, yeah, she definitely is, like, a Nicki lookalike and shit. But then it's, like, I don't know, like.
That's pretty much how she
after they famous. Broke up, it was just, she was on some other shit. I'm like, yo, like.
So explain to me.
It's like she on a reality show. What do you think? She need a storyline.
Yeah, yeah.
Every other season. Yeah.
Like, what do you think her motive is? Like, I don't like. I don't think she got a motive.
She gotta keep her name relevant.
But she tried to steal the Kardashians'
she
name.
She's not stripping. So,
is it money? Is it fame? Like, I don't understand. Like, where is she headed with this situation, bro? She's just jumping around.
Big, model shit or nothing like that. Like, she cool though, but she just, as far as just the whole way that she move with niggas and shit, is just like, at least a sour taste in my mouth. Very bitter.
Hey, Leslie. What's up? Fuck Blac Chyna, bro.
What'd you say?
Would you fuck Blac Chyna, bro?
Excuse me,
I'm asking, cause a lot of niggas would look past everything that this bitch did throughout the industry, and still try to fuck.
How y'all feel about that? Like, just fucking a girl with a reputation. Period.
To be honest, I can't even talk to a girl that got a bad past. So it's like, I'm cool.
So if you heard about her, if you heard about her before, you can't fuck with her.
No, I'm cool.
Yeah. What about you, Mark? Nah, I know you married. I know you married.
I'm like, you know, they say, oh, you can't judge my body past, but bro.
Right.
I saw something on like Twitter. This girl, she like went like on vacation, and I think she had an orgy with like 20 dudes.
Damn.
She out of pocket.
I can't.
I'm gonna tell you,
like, if you go out of town, like, it don't count, but bro, that counts.
That's
20
niggas.
That's like, pass is a pass, bro. If it's 20 niggas in one night, that's
20 niggas.
That's 20 niggas in one night. I'm good. I'm not fucking with them. I think it was past crazy. I can't fuck with you
too. Like, it was like all these dudes. I ain't watched the video. I was cool.
So a dude just saw the video.
Like I seen what it said, and it was a video. I scrolled past it.
How he get the video? That shit was on Instagram.
It was on Twitter. I just said that.
Twitter got everything. Everything. Twitter is uncensored. Yeah, everything.
Everything on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm cool.
I saw Harry Puss.
I saw some shit about me on Twitter.
Any time of the day. It's what anything. You say?
Some wild shit.
What happened?
Some shit from high school.
What?
Listen, man.
On Twitter?
I said, who posted this on Twitter?
Of you?
Omar.
Yeah. Remember, this is a long time ago, man. I didn't even go into it, man.
High school, you said you was like 40?
I was 40. It was like 1981 when I was in high school.
Mar, you really? You not really I'm about to say, is he really?
You really 40, bro?
No, I ain't 40.
Not that old.
I'm like, you look like a child.
Oh, my gosh.
I look like a child.
Old I mean, heads. To be 40, that would have been crazy.
That shit happened. I look kind of young. I got pulled over, and they called the truancy cops on me.
You don't look old. For like, real? However For old real. That you say you are, you don't look it. Like, you look like you my age.
Like, I look like I'm 40.
Here you go.
I do. People think I'm older all the time.
For real?
Yeah, all the time.
Listen. Why? Is it because, like, you big and got hair or, like, I don't know.
Pause.
It's not like that.
It's not
pause,
though. It's not
well,
like
you
that.
Right, you're right, because
you're
female. Yeah.
Pause, though.
I'm sorry, bro.
I don't know. I talk shit about Leslie all the time. Like, they're my brothers. I do that. But whatever. So, anyway. Also, something else that has been like bothering me too, like Jamal. I forgot his name. The Bull on Empire.
Jesse.
That shit. I really hope that nigga really not lying. Like,
So it's like
pocket. That's clout chasing.
Are involved now, that's and like chasing. I'm really upset because like it's just like you know.
Really hope that nigga not lying.
I know that. To even be within the LGBT community and whatnot, it's like, and even, it's just,
this was the sound effects that he used.
It's just hard for them, like, on an everyday basis. Like,
I'm cracking up.
I want to say next to women, they are, like, the strongest people because you pretty much got enemies, like, wherever you go just because people hate and because of who you are and who you're proud to be. Like, and it's just, like, for him to, like, if he did, to set that shit up, it's like, bro, that's corny as shit. Right. Like, why would you even do that? People out here, that shit really happening to people and motherfuckers dying and shit. And, like, You gonna stage it? You get all this money. You on fucking Empire for like 30 seasons. Like, come on. Why would you do that? That's retarded. So, Jesse,
when that video get leaked.
Yeah, that's fucked up. You just fucking up the whole goddamn movement at this point. That shit better not be true that you lying. But it's the cops that say he lying. Like, I don't know. It's the fucking cops.
Did y'all see the pictures that they put up with this nigga? They said they beat him up.
Oh, the two the big husky.
These Africans they had on that job.
Mandingos.
What'd you say?
What?
That sound like a Pornhub category.
Oh my god, it is. We're not gonna go there. Time out, T Mark.
I'm crackass.
Time out, T Mark. I was watching Dave Chappelle earlier.
Yo. The white, the
fucking
what,
shit. When they was on Trey and Spouses,
yeah.
And he was trying to punish him Quaalude. And shit.
Quaalude.
Hell fucking all no. Day. Nicki Minaj ain't.
All day.
You think
all
so?
Day.
All right, so Nicki,
I was wondering, like, why they both do that, John? Like, why did they both pop on that remix?
I tried to listen to them while drunk.
I mean, that's, you're just going to like it because the fucking music going, you want to shake your ass. Like,
but yeah,
that's
what I was
time.
Saying. But it was like, I felt like I got more movement out of Cardi than I did with Nicki. Like, it was just like when I was dancing to the Nicki version, I felt like I was Nicki. But then when I listened to the Cardi, I got to put a little more back into it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think I like Nicki version.
That's what I'm saying. I got more from Cardi with that. And it's just like, I don't think that. I don't know.
But why BET do that to her? It's fucking Black History
That's
Month.
That's fucked up.
They was like, but how you going to talk about drag while she's getting dragged by? Like, what does she have to do with that? Just congratulate Cardi and move the fuck on. Like, nigga ain't had nothing to do with that shit. Like, y'all ain't even had to mention the bitch because she ain't win shit.
You know how people try to say
so,
it.
So, like, that
but she set herself
trash,
up,
I
though,
felt,
man.
Like,
she put herself in that position, yo. She do shit and it just like, it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you don't even got to do that. Like, just sit back,
right.
Relax,
you
do your thing.
You fucking
Nicki
Minaj, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, you doing
so
too
she,
much.
I feel like she deserve it.
I'm trying to be a different person this year.
I'm cracking up.
I'm trying to not be a Nicki hater because I was once a fan. So I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt and be an understanding woman. But it's some things that, yes, I cannot agree with. But the BET shit. Fucking,
that was fucked up.
I did hear some stuff about people pretty much trying to say, like, how it was, like, you know, how they have, like, young interns and stuff, and they be running the social medias and stuff, and it's just like, why would you have them post something that's gonna, you know, you should have
fuck
somebody
y'all
monitoring
shit.
That
she
shit.
She was doing a show.
Yeah. And it's just like, Nicki been fucking running y'all fucking BET awards for like the past 10 years. Like, she was the only female that won awards for the past 10 years. Yeah. Like,
it's funny you said that about the intern thing. BET opened the Torture Files DM and like they sent it hearts. So I think interns do probably run the
pages. Have to, because they the ones that's like pretty much eyeing the people in the underground, like in the streets and stuff like that. And I feel like that's how sometimes. Some, like, you know, when people be like, oh, yo, this artist stole this from me, or, you know, they got this idea from me. Well, at sometimes, like, even, like, people in fashion, like, I would agree because you got people within the higher-ups and stuff like that, and they, you know what I'm saying, they looking. They see that shit.
That is true.
I've worked in it. I'm not going to say the company, but I've worked in the company, and, they pretty much had people that was like in the mix, and these people corny as shit, corny as fuck. Somehow, some way, like y'all got everything y'all on with the streets was on, like, and it's just like they watching. Y'all ain't never fuck with that shit, but y'all on the shit now. Like,
yeah, I feel like I'm about to have a lot of shit going on now with that same situation.
Is that one of the things, like, so I want to ask you too, because we talked about this before, but I wanted to ask you about the Gucci situation. How you feel about that?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's none of my business. Now, I'll be honest, though, it's kind of fucked up, but it's none of my business. Simply because, like, listen, Gucci's very out of pocket. They have Dapper Dan. It's like, I just slapped him in the face.
Man,
that's crazy.
And that's just,
and that's the thing, like, though.
Gucci
so like,
is just out of pocket, bro.
Do you feel like other companies stole some of the designs you made?
Like bigger companies?
Yeah.
Because
I feel like a lot of shit that I see now, I've seen you do.
I'll be honest. I feel as though, like, Jordan kind of really, like, fucked me over a little bit.
Mm.
Like, Nike and them, because when I first started doing Torture, I had this thing going on, like, not for resale, but a lot of people wasn't putting that on their clothes.
Right.
And, like, promotional use only.
Right.
Like, people wasn't really putting that on their clothes unless I was missing it. And then, like, out of nowhere, it just started, like, just coming everywhere. And then I seen
the
ones that released, and it said not for resale. And I was like, damn.
That's the crazy part about
that's what
it.
I'm talking about.
It's no, like, I felt good, though. It's like, damn, I felt kind of good to see that. But then it's like, damn, like, why the fuck?
Yeah, but the drawing part about it is that these are big companies that's stealing people's shit, they ideas. And then you come out with your shit, and then some people who, like, never seen it before, but they seen that ticket first or that item first, and then they look at your shit like, damn, why boy doing what Nike doing? And that's the corny part. That's why I hate about that shit. That's why sometimes I hate big companies, because I be like, that's drawing. You know what I mean?
I ran into, like, a lot of situations where shit was just like, wow. But then one thing I learned, don't address it.
Hmm.
Yeah, just fuck it. Because it's like, let's say somebody that's like, I don't want to say under you, because, like, I'm not that kind of person. Somebody that's not as, like, advanced as you are, like, where you at, what you're doing, and they decide, oh, yeah, let me just take a little bit of what he's doing and apply it to what I got going on.
Right.
Don't address that. Because if you do, you're just going to put them to a pedestal. You're just going to bring them to where you're at. You're actually giving them more exposure by addressing the situation.
The situation, right.
Gonna be like, yeah. Who the fuck is that?
It's actually better for you to address the situation if it's somebody that's way bigger than you. And then if they notice you, then it's like for example, if Gucci took some shit from me, I'm going to address that shit, because it's like,
shit, you better than me, because I'll be right in the Gucci store like, y'all motherfucker, y'all even ass niggas.
I'm going to address Gucci, because it's like, Gucci's up here and I'm down here. Yeah. Damn right, I'm going to address Gucci. Yeah. But y'all, if it's somebody that's taking my stuff that's like down there, I'm not about to help you up here. Mm. No, fuck no. Man. Mm. Take my shit. That's cool.
Right.
The real ones know the difference.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's big facts, though, yo. That's big facts. So tell me, like, what's the next step about with the clothes? So, like, are you trying to open your own store, Rodeo Drive? Like, what's up? What's the move?
Right now I'm just trying to just figure all this out, man. I'm be honest. I would love to have a store,
right?
But I'm not gonna, like, just sit here and be like, yeah, I'm gonna open a store. I'm gonna do that. Mm-hmm. I really just have to figure everything out.
Right.
It's just moving very fast.
Gotcha.
Like, shit's crazy.
So your main focus is on the product and making the pieces, and that's it?
Yeah, right now I'm just trying to make the pieces better than what they were yesterday.
Gotcha.
Amen. Amen. Well, from a customer, I experienced that over the years, you know, from T-shirts and all of that. Like, I still got T-shirts from, like, 3 years ago. Shit wild.
They holding up good?
Yeah.
See? Yeah.
Yeah. Quality. Good,
yeah.
Quality. Like, care a lot about that. The logo is, like, really fully, like, still there in place and all that shit. Like,
yeah, I listen, man.
You got niggas shit that be, like, peeling off and whatnot, like, after your second wash. Like, like, damn, bro, I just bought that shit. Like,
I heard a lot of, like, situations where people shit will peel and shit like that. I just be like, yo, I don't blame the company. You just gotta figure it out.
Right, get the people what they want.
I don't like giving people what they want, though.
Yeah. I like quality.
Like, I rather just design for myself. If you fuck with it, you fuck with it.
As I shop for clothes, I like quality.
Oh yeah, for sure. I
some
hope so.
Shit you can wear for fucking years.
Like yeah,
so,
like something
yeah.
that if I buy, like it's not like going to fucking fuck up.
Get fucked
the next
up in
month.
A wash.
Like
and shit.
Yeah, like you I need something that's like if I buy this joint and I wear it once today and I might forget about it for whatever time and I want to pull it out. That joint, you know. It's
you know
still
another
cool
thing too.
Cahoots, like
a lot of people don't really know how to wash their clothes correctly.
That's right. True too.
I don't. I throw that shit in the washing machine.
Yeah, some
dogs with the lights with the dogs, whites with the dogs, and fuck that shit.
If
you're supposed to read the tags, ain't you?
Yeah,
everything is
to,
like you got double.
Everything
things are like
shit.
Different materials and stuff like that, and even with stuff that's like screen printed, right?
Huh?
Listen. Like stuff that's like screen printed and stuff, like different fabrics, you gotta wash it different.
Yeah, everything has to get washed differently. You can't just wash everything the same. Most things are supposed to get washed inside out too. And I recommend that people hang dry stuff, cause then majority of the time your stuff shrinks. And you're like, oh, why the fuck is this? Because you put it in the dryer, dummy. Even your that too.
Or you get fat. All them cheese steaks.
But it's like
all them crab fries.
Every. I think all clothes shrink. Like I don't think you can really
you
avoid
make her
that.
Off her, so.
I think like everything shrinks.
Yeah, I throw my shit in the dryer. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I'm one of them niggas that don't know how to wash clothes.
Throw everything in the wash.
Listen, because I gotta use. I gotta go to the laundromat, so I like to save money. So one machine, I put all my shit in one machine. That's $3 right there. And I know if I throw it all in one dryer, that's about another $4 or $5.
Everybody,
you know what I mean.
So you wash your whites with your colors?
Huh? I wash my whites with my lights with my darks, everything on one machine.
Oh, man.
Shit.
I would hate to see
white. My white socks come out looking black.
Oh,
I didn't know I had gray socks.
Nah, you got the resin pinks, you got the black whites, fuzz you got the darks, and then you got the colors. And then if you got like, if you have things of delicate nature that you've, you know, worn within, you know, that time period of your dirty laundry, then
I mean,
you
I
put those separate.
I expect
like,
a girl to know how to wash clothes, though. Like, yeah. I expect females to know how to wash clothes.
I feel like it's a lot of things that males expect out of females that in some areas we just don't know how to do.
If you can't cook, don't.
I
cook
mean,
cook.
I feel like sometimes we'll know how
again,
to
bro.
Do it, but we be uh-huh. like, fuck that.
What'd you
shit.
Say?
Oh, if you can't cook, don't talk to me.
Everybody wasn't blessed
cook.
With that talent. Some people need
listen,
some blessing.
You know they got YouTube.
But if they don't be mad.
You know they
like,
got YouTube.
Don't be mad because a woman like what if a woman cooks but it's not good? Like at least she's still doing the effort.
She, right, listen, I tell
you,
my girl, she
that's
better
what
learn.
I'm saying. At least
she's she better go to recipes.com.
Yeah.
Sometimes don't
okay, so
go to
like,
recipes.com.
Y'all expect us to cook. Like we expect every nigga to know how to fix a car. Like
I know how to make.
Don't know how to fix a car.
I know how to fix a
like,
car.
Not
I could change a tire.
I
could change a tire.
I'm talking about
but I don't know how to change.
You want a nigga
to
rebuild the engine and shit?
No, I can't.
Fix the sink. Fix
the
sink.
Rebuild this transmission.
Like that, but like it's not even a lot of niggas that even drive. So we ain't even.
That's why I'm saying.
Oh shit!
All right, but listen. All right, so look. Your car fucked up, right?
Oh,
you take it to the mechanic, right?
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And get it fixed, right? It's a one-time fee, however long it lasts you. You can't cook. We eat every fucking day. By the time the year's over, we probably done spent like 50 bands on food because your dumb ass can't cook.
Damn.
This shit hit the soul just a second
ago.
Saw a lot of souls
right.
walk
ain't
out
no
the room. God damn.
Listen, I can't mess with no girl that can't cook because I can't cook and shit. I'm about to learn, you know?
Yeah, you should.
I'm about to really learn because it's like, bro, like,
your mom got
you save hands. A lot of money when you know how to
know
cook.
How to cook.
Know how to cook.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
keep it a beat.
And I'll be honest, I like Alfredo and I heard that's the easiest thing to make.
It is the easiest shit.
I learned how to make the shit out of some Alfredo, some salmon.
Yeah, bitches love posting their Alfredo.
And lasagna. You can't go wrong with lasagna.
Lasagna, oh my God. And that'd be so fun to make, you know? Listen. Like with the
they got noodles. You don't even got to cook the noodles no more.
I mean, no.
Nah, I don't.
I be fucking, I like, my oodles and noodles be popping. I be putting, like, a little bit of lemon
I'm
in that
just
shit.
Saying, they got, you
oh,
can't
you
fuck up lasagna.
A little bit of lemon juice.
I'm going to keep it a bean. I've been
with
more,
what kind? Chicken?
I've been on heavy like bougie yetta shit. I haven't been like eating noodles.
Yeah, it's cool. I like the shrimp kind.
The shrimp don't,
or Oriental. Shrimp. What's it called?
I hate Oriental.
I love it. Oriental. Everybody be like, oh, I don't like that shit. I love that kind.
That shit ass.
It's I put like, cheese curds in my shit.
It's like
Oriental shrimp chicken.
I put cheese curds in my shit.
I don't like really beef. I don't like beef.
I used to fuck beef all right.
I don't fuck beef
all right. The beef be all
right. That shit I did a long time ago.
The shrimp all right. I mean, I get a different like, you know, feel when
I like
had
to put eggs in mine.
Eggs in your oodles.
Yeah,
and
that's
yo, nice.
You
trying
to
make some
pho,
huh?
H Mart. If you go to the H Mart on Shellingham, right, they got these noodles in there called Ichiban. That shit.
Ichiban.
I think I heard of that.
Ichiban.
It's like in a red pack. It's pretty much like ramen noodles but Asian. And I put a fried egg. I mean, not a fried egg, a boiled egg with that joint. So good.
So do you boil yours all the way through? Because some people be leaving the, like, y'all be seeing them eggs, like, people be leaving the yolk running.
I would probably
shit.
Do that with pho, Jesse. But not with my noodles. Pho. I feel like that's the most. Pho. Yeah. I wouldn't do that with my noodles. That's too much. But back to cooking, though. Cooking is fun as shit. Get your fucking music. You got, you know, what you going to cook. You get in your bag, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fuck all that. I'm trying to get in the kitchen and get the fuck out of the kitchen. Ain't got time to
be. I don't know. I'll be enjoying being in the kitchen. Like, I think it's
Oh, you can
like,
cook?
What, bro? Ask about me.
Rihanna, right? You've never, ever cooked. Oh, shit. If anything, you always do the eating.
No, all right. That's true, too. But,
yo, oh, man.
But
now, hold on. All right. I had some of her food. All right. I had the steak.
Oh, shit.
It was okay.
I don't know.
She was about to say it was okay.
She tried to downplay your steak.
It was cool. No, the steak was cool.
I don't know how to make mashed
potatoes.
Cool.
Now, wait. That's where it went left. It
I don't
was
give
mashed
a fuck.
Potatoes, and I don't know what the fuck. Yo,
and put
no,
milk and
it
butter
was the
in
instant.
Drawers.
It was instant mashed potatoes.
And they
oh
was,
lord,
it tasted like
that shit tastes like grits, right?
I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Them instant mashed potatoes turned into grits quickly.
Like, I don't know how to make mashed potatoes.
And I got so excited. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to fuck these mashed potatoes up. I was like, what the fuck is this?
You're like, yo, did you make grits or you made mashed potatoes?
I don't even
just
know what the
yo,
fuck it was, but
yeah,
I just pretty
I don't
much
know what
poured
happened
out.
With that.
But yeah, I don't know how to make mashed potatoes. Like, I'm gonna keep it a bean. I never was like a serious like cooker and shit like that because my mom was like the goat. Like when
yo,
I tell you my mom throw the fuck down, like she really
ass
throw down like in all areas, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, dessert, like whatever you can think of, she
dessert.
Can fucking kill that shit, all that shit, yo.
Your snack would be turkey wings.
Y'all, you know I'm saying, you want some dumplings, appetizers? Like,
your mom do be
my
on
mom
go.
Really, y'all, you know saying she? Cause so I'm like,
she the only
turkey
person.
Wings.
I don't like eggs.
You want a snack,
she
baby? You want some turkey wings, some Big macaroni and cheese?
Like my mom, like, and you know, on some black people shit, you really don't eat a lot of people's
yeah,
salads
yeah.
and shit like that.
Right.
Fuck them up.
Nah, you ain't gonna do
fuck
that shit
up.
With my mom. When I tell you her shit hammer, that shit hammer. So wait,
I'm
so
up.
I never felt the need to cook at my mom's crib because I'm like, why am I going to go against the goat? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, and then I'm always like out and about, so I ain't never take the time right. to learn, so... Moved on
yeah,
my
I'm
own,
touching.
Got myself a little situation, so I'm like, yeah. all right, I gotta cook, gotta eat somehow. I'm
my
gonna
man
cook.
Leslie taking a call
and whatnot. Yeah, it's okay.
He taking a call. Yeah, my man said, "Hold on, I'm in a podcast."
Yeah,
yeah. So I've been cooking and it's been good. Like I've been doing a lot because I'm trying to, you know, perfect my skills before
right.
I have kids. Because I can't be having my kids tell me my shit nasty. Like, that's embarrassing when your kids
yo,
are you out,
yeah,
because like,
my daughter, she will definitely, she told me my macaroni was nasty as hell. She said, this is disgusting. I said, God damn. Like,
well, you ain't going to eat shit.
Yeah,
that's
shit, yo.
My well, you ain't going to eat shit.
Like, it wasn't, like, first of all, it wasn't nasty. Let me get that straight. Because everybody else would eat that shit, yeah. fuck it up, okay?
They was being
but
nice.
She was just rude as shit. She said, this is disgusting. I'm like, God
yeah.
damn. Like, my fucking heart.
Dude, kids ain't got no filter. They tell
that's
you straight up.
I'm
this shit
saying.
Is just.
Like, they really
kids is fucking
disrespectful.
Ruthless.
Like,
I don't like kids at all. Like, kids, I don't like them motherfuckers. Don't bring.
They nosy.
I don't like no damn kids.
They, it's like they so cute. You gotta love them, but they just nosy and like real
nosy
just
as hell.
There,
they
like...
always throwing fucking hints. They never direct. Like I like cookies too. Like, all right, nigga, just say you want a fucking cookie. God damn, like you hovering, getting on my nerves, breathing hard and shit. Like, goddamn.
Yo, that's so funny.
I'm mad as shit now at this point. I don't even want to give you the fucking cookie. Like,
no, the kids that be in my life, yo, they just straight dang, take my like, shit. They don't like care. Cookies like, too. I ain't got no space.
That's funny. Yo, that's some funny shit.
But yeah, I feel like I definitely do got to perfect my skills before I cook. Because I need my kids to talk about me the way I talk about my mother.
I know how to cook.
Like, what?
I've been meeting a lot of guys that really know how to cook these days. I like, cook this. It's weird.
Hot dogs,
baked beans.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yes.
I wish.
Oh, I ain't even
want to. Like, I'm fucking with y'all.
Like, all right, so
Rihanna,
you know how to cook.
A nigga that cook.
You know how to cook Thanksgiving meals and stuff like that.
Yeah, I cook Thanksgiving every year, me and my pop.
For real?
What?
That's a real nigga. Yeah.
We deep fry the turkey though. We don't put that shit in the oven.
It be nice and juicy, don't it?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna agree to that statement.
But like, I do like now do y'all like switch
it's
it up?
It's turkey.
Like, do y'all like make different like type of meals and stuff?
We change
fried turkey.
We change
really
up
juicy.
Like, you know how you do turkey and ham?
It's good as shit.
So we did last year, we did turkey and pheasant.
What
pheasant is
it's a little bird.
It's a bird, yeah. It's a small
bird.
Wait, pheasant. That shit was good.
That
sounds
like
one?
Murder. I don't want to kill it.
You
they got colorful
one?
Feathers. Yeah.
That sounds really delicate.
It did.
It was good
that's
though. I'm telling you, shit tastes like chicken.
It was
cute.
Tender as fuck, wasn't it?
Oh man, I
had
duck,
young tenderoni,
and we had bison.
Have you ever had turducken?
Turducken? No, I had Pekin duck though.
What the fuck is
I had
that?
Pekin
you
duck.
Never heard of turducken?
Hell no.
Right. This just sound
okay.
Like some.
All right. So turducken is, from my knowledge, don't.
It's the wings of the duck, right?
No, it's actually it's like a turkey, but it's like, you know, it's shaped in a turkey form, but it's turkey, duck, and chicken all in one.
Oh,
that
no.
Sounds like some GMO fucking to the 10th power. Bullshit with steroids out the ass.
There's some people in my family who are hunters and they get into all that meat shit. So I've definitely had that for Thanksgiving one year and I'm not going to lie, it was good as shit. Like, I had duck before, it tastes just like chicken.
Yo,
just
so like chicken. What the fuck is that? But y'all y'all know any y'all know, like, all right, so he was talking about how he expect his girl or whatever to know how to cook. What's some other fucking rules that y'all think a man or a woman
rules.
Should play?
Rules?
We ain't like going to say no rules. No. This ain't no game here.
A rule. Like, y'all don't think men or women
listen,
should have rules?
My thing is females should be
not
able.
Not rules. Well, y'all should have rules,
you
got
to be able
fuck
to. To me, it's like, you got to be able to do the same shit pretty much I can do. As far as, like, know how to cook, clean, change a tire on the car. You got to be able to know how to do that shit,
oh,
too.
No. Like, if I have a dude, I'm not trying to change no car. Sweet. I ain't change no tire. Like, fuck,
I'm
going like,
to keep it a bean. I just know that type of shit offhand because I just have myself at the end of the day. And
your dad.
I have fathers who've shown me a lot of, you know, good
fathers.
Yes, I have
fathers.
I have my father,
yo,
my birth father, who is, you know, a very
wonderful,
talented,
wonderful living situation. I'm letting you know
I'm
now.
Cracking,
like,
my
lifestyle
dad,
is perfect. It's crazy.
He's a great guy. He's a very great guy. I love you, big guy. You'll probably never hear this, but also, my stepdad, like, I do claim him.
I'm going to send him the link.
He was, like, you know, had his little part in my life and stuff like that. And he
damn.
Helped me out with my car a lot. So, yeah, I know how to do car shit because of them, too. I could do my own oil change. I can change a tire if I had all the tools and shit like that.
Rob, if you ever hear this shit...
Yo,
fuck you, bitch.
I love you, man. Fatty.
Yo, y'all, I'll be dead. Yeah, ever since y'all was fucking.
Heem, I hate you too.
Y'all disrespect the fuck out of each other. Like, I'm Tahim, like, oh
I
my
hate you
God,
too.
These are fighting
ass too.
Words. Like, oh my goodness, why are they talking to each other like that?
Your
like,
tooth look like a shank. You got braces now. So it's cool.
Oh, love. Why are you airing him out like like that.
Yeah, two people like this shit. I heard them niggas. That's my guys, though. But fuck them niggas. Leak, you black as shit. You look purple. Basil, you're just Sil. Fat ass nose, Usher.
Usher!
He did. He be wearing them nut ass stocking caps. Little ass stocking caps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, niggas just turned it this year, yo. Fucking New Year's Eve.
Yo, why she's a titty?
Yo.
Yo, oh my God.
Yo, so let me guess. Y'all grew up together?
I wouldn't say that we grew up together. Like, I know her brother. me and her brother, like, real close. That's like my brother, for real.
Okay, okay.
And I just lived there, so I know everything.
Yeah, so when I used to come there, she just used to be there.
Be there.
Just be there. Yeah, just be there.
Right. I wasn't in the way, though.
Yeah, we used to be in the basement.
I was never that dicky.
Come on, bro. All right.
It's not cake. Like, it's not what you think.
Right. I broke
right.
It. We fucked that basement up, bro.
Y'all did with all y'all fat asses.
Yo, the couch was fucked up. We used to all be in that basement, too. Me.
All these big ass husky males.
Yo, it's funny because, I ain't going to say that. But he did fucking Virgie's be in that basement, too. The nigga's not married. Yeah. He used to be in that basement.
Oh, remember we was smoking, yo.
Who?
Me, you, and fucking Samir.
In the basement.
We was in your will and
I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't remember, but if we did, then we did.
Yeah, we was in your will and we was in the back of my mom's crib. We was all smoking. This was right before like you just stopped, like you just dead stopped.
Oh.
You wasn't like on no consistent shit, but you just like dead stopped.
I don't smoke. I stopped. I can't smoke.
Yeah,
that shit not for me.
For everybody.
I mean, no, it didn't really do shit to me. But I felt like I wasn't on my P's and Q's. Like I felt like it slowed me down.
Absolutely,
for sure.
It definitely does slow you down. My man was 30 minutes away.
For any inconvenience at the beginning of the show and whatnot.
My man was 30 minutes in the past.
And then what? The crazy. You say he was 30. Yo,
30 minutes in the past.
He thought he was still talking about the age though.
Yo,
he was on a conversation.
Yo, Kino, you
30
a clown,
minutes ago.
Bro.
You
went
this
back to the
was
future.
Fried as hell. He was fried as shit.
He tapped out like the second go round.
He was like, oh, I'm good.
Trying to be cool and shit.
He said, I'm good.
Yeah, but I got
above the influence, nigga.
It's all good.
So you don't drink? You don't smoke?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, I drink on occasion. You mean listen, I'm not going to lie.
I'm checking out.
Oh, that sounds like you used to get
trashed.
It sounds
like you drink. Like,
it
sounds
like you got fucked.
Nah,
one of them jokes.
No, I finally got the real feeling of drinking, bro.
What was you drinking?
Felt horrible, didn't you?
What was it?
Henny, bro.
Henny always do it.
No. That
Henny
shit
is
dangerous. The devil.
Henny and tequila,
my
bro.
Nigga. I threw up, bro.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta throw up.
Bro, I never threw up. But damn, that's when I knew, like, all right, maybe I can drink. Maybe I really am a drinker, but I know my limit, though.
Did you eat?
I did eat. Like, I had
a whole
meal before. Like,
you threw all that up.
Bro, I threw the fuck up, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you got throw up some.
And then when the people hear this, when the people that was with me here, they're going to be like, yo, the dickhead, he did throw up.
I'm
on the phone, and they're like, yo, you got my, I'm fucked up, bro. Like,
I just always feel like throwing up makes me feel like a bitch.
And that shit make me feel better. I be like, hold on, are we about to drink some more? Oh, let me go throw up real quick. Cause
I'm not like a too much of a throw up person. Like,
if I was already drinking, I'm drunk as shit, and we about to go drink some more, I need to throw up.
You don't know when
to
say stop.
Like, you know, clear my system.
Oh,
you
just really sound
and keep
weird.
On going.
This may really sound weird, but like, what makes me drink more is after I take a piss. It's like, I'll be, like, drinking, and then it's like, I just piss, and then all that alcohol that I just drank kind of comes out, and then it's like, all right, let me get some more, like, let's get it, like,
both.
I'm right at it. I don't really be throwing up and shit, like,
both.
I think the last time I threw up on some serious shit was back in 2012, when I was in college.
92.
It was a frat party and a fashion show that day, and niggas was turnt, like, my friend, he was moving out of his apartment. We had fucking UV blue and UV cake. It was, ew, now I look I back hate at cake, it, it's the nastiest anything, shit. Yeah. But when you're in college, you drink anything because you got liquor. Thing. So, like, we took all these. I took, like, 20-some shots of that. I had punch with Vlad in
it. I did get fucked up when the I went to Shippensburg.
Vlad is, like, cheap vodka that you get when you're in college. The cheap, cheap shit. Like, the cheapest it's just,
vodka. Yeah, that's called, they call that shit headache cheap, vodka. Cheap,
yeah, that's
how much
shit.
Is this
like
shit?
Amsterdam? Headache vodka.
Huh?
Amsterdam, not that bad.
It's worse than Amsterdam. Like, that shit is trash. Like, you wouldn't even take a shot of that shit. It's disgusting.
I had a shot of tequila the other day.
Drinking that shit. 151.
The other day, somebody taught me how to take tequila shots.
You say it's cheaper than drinking the water.
Huh?
With the lime.
Yeah, like, I ain't know.
Oh, shit.
Like, you got to, the salt,
yeah,
and then lick, and then drink it, and then the the lime.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "What the
that
fuck?"
Shit was cool,
like,
wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like it it get rid of the taste.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Oh,
it make
shit.
It easier. You'll be ready to take another shot. Boom, boom, boom."
You say you talking like from experience. You like,
yeah,
because
my
shot.
Friend put me on to that.
You
she's like,
take
no.
another shot.
Whole time, okay. I'm thinking like, oh, that was nothing. My right. stomach was on fire, bro.
Yeah.
What kind of tequila was it? Was it Patron or?
I don't know. It was at Dave and Buster's. I just know they just gave me tequila.
I'm actually
okay.
considering going this weekend. I want to take my little brother. But I
Dave and Buster's?
Yeah. Saturday. I want to get my...
go on Wednesday.
Why?
The game's half off.
But he not... He at school.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Lil Ray definitely... Yeah.
Yeah.
School Wednesday. Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I'm going to go Saturday.
I want to come.
And I want to get some drinks. What's up?
All right, we out.
Sound like a plan.
Correct.
Sound like we did.
Correct, though.
I'ma just go ahead and invite myself.
David Busters,
yo, you know the basketball joint?
Yeah.
They split it, bro. Now they got Connect Four basketball, and then the one that used to be the two.
Oh, yeah, the Connect
one
Four joint.
I haven't been a David Busters
shit ass, bro.
Since 92.
But they got a VR joint now, so. Like that's virtual dope. Reality.
Yeah.
It's like $6. That shit cool, though.
That don't sound bad. He would probably like that.
He would.
Yo,
I
so
am.
I got
said
a question.
I'm gonna go ahead and invite myself.
Hey, Leslie,
I'm gonna go ahead and invite
we can
myself.
Go to,
period.
Yo, you gonna go into Sneak Show?
Am I going overseas?
You gonna go into Sneaks?
Am I? Huh?
Look, she's trying to make
are you,
plans.
Are you
going to
transition
wait,
into
hold on,
Sneaks?
Let me get my light real quick.
I'm gonna be honest. I really do want to make my own shoe, but I think I want to do a collab first because that shit is a hit or miss.
Right.
I don't want to make a shoe and the motherfucker's like, nah,
what
big
the
kid,
fuck?
This
bro,
nigga
it
got
can't
broke
be
cash.
No worse than the Dolce & Gabbana and the Balenciaga Jones. The big ass bricks they got.
But people like them, though.
I
can't
like
wear
them.
Them Jones heavy as shit.
But people like them. You see what I'm saying?
Like,
I don't know
you
if
like
it's
them?
Just.
I think
I'm
it's
a,
the.
Right, I'm, all right,
I don't know
I'm
if it's the brain.
I really
or,
love sneakers. Like, I really like sneakers. I like extra type sneakers, too. Like, I used to fucking rock Jeremy Scott's and shit. Like, I like extra shoes. So it's like them Jones. They extra. I like them. And then it's just like, if you know how to steeze them drawings right, you good. If you don't, then I don't know. It's just too much. But
yeah,
I honestly would like
I feel like
them
drawings
is
like ridiculously
like
big.
You just got to know how to wear them right if you got them.
They remind me of like orthopedic drawings.
But then it's just like some of the Balenciagas and stuff like that they're making actually looks like track shoes. And like even the Prada drawings with the strap, it looked like, you know, a shoe that you would probably see somebody wear for like a little quick run or like with their tights or something. Like it fit. Like,
yo, I just counted how many times you said like saying that.
Like,
you said like a lot.
All right, man.
I thought you were going to give us a number.
No.
Y'all still got what I was saying.
I was at seven.
But he was at seven and then
I'm
lost.
Cracking
you.
Up.
Seven? Is that much?
Yeah, you said like a lot. Like,
all right, well, look.
So you got any more pop up shops coming, bro?
Yeah, I actually have one coming. Next month.
Pop.
Just fast. I'm about to, it's in the process of being planned now, yeah.
What's the date?
It's a 2-day one in New York, March 12th and March 13th.
Okay.
And then I'm trying to figure out 15th or the 16th for Philly. I'm thinking the 15th because Meek got like two shows back. Shout out to Meek, too.
Shout out to Meek.
Damn, shout out to Meek Mill, bro. It's a real nigga right there, man.
Big moves.
But he got the shows on the 15th and the 16th, so I'm thinking about doing it on the 15th so that, you know, somebody buys something, they could just wear it to the show the next day.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm leaning towards the 15th. So yeah, New York 12th and 13th, mm-hmm. Philly 15th. I can't leave y'all out of it. Boom.
How'd you get Diplo on your shit?
It's like, all right. So at Made in America, damn, I'm like, you know, like,
like he got real excited. He was like, wait a minute, like,
and
like,
I was just walking past, and I ran into Swizzy. Shout out Swizzy, and he was like, yo, bro, what's up? And I'm like, yo, so what's up? We talking over. He was like, yo, you got anything with you right now? I'm like, I got headbands left. He was like, give me one. I'm gonna get a Diplo real quick. So then he went to the back and came back and was like, yeah, I gave Diplo that headband. I was like, for real? He's like, yeah, bro, I told you I got you. And I'm like, damn, that's love. And I gave him another one for himself. Cause like, I fuck with Swizzy. Like, we went to high school together. There I go again with that like shit. But yeah, we did go to high school together.
That's
what
it is.
It's your contagion.
A lot of people came from my high school. That's kind of crazy.
It's a lot of creatives that we had came out of Northeast High School.
Northeast.
Yeah. Shout out to Northeast.
Yeah, we had a lot of motherfuckers in our school.
Northeast. We was just talking about Northeast earlier. Oh, was it? Oh, that was in the session. Never mind.
But yeah, that Diplo shit was kind of crazy. And then he just like, I just seen a video of him. Well, I didn't see the video, but somebody sent me a screenshot of him wearing it on like a Vogue vlog of him. Vogue magazine.
Okay.
I don't think nobody knows what Vogue is. Right, I'm going to just.
Whoa.
Oh,
nigga.
No, it got quiet. I thought like.
No, I thought you were still about to keep talking.
No, right? I was just saying like, I didn't see the video, so I can't really speak on it too much. I just seen a screenshot of it.
That's good though. Like, I mean, people.
Shout out Shakai. He the one that sent it to me.
Hey.
I probably would have never seen that shit too. I need to get tapped in more.
Hell yeah.
People be seeing shit before I do.
Definitely.
Bro, I missed the All-Star. Like, in the beginning, I caught, like, the ending of it. He was like, yo, Meek got your vest on TV. I'm like, oh, shit. For real? I didn't know how to react. Like,
and Ray, how you feel inside?
Ooh. Shit was crazy.
Yeah, I even got a text about it. Like,
I was about to cry.
Blessings on blessings.
Shit, that shit is a great feeling, bro.
Right, I'm fucking sure.
I was just about to ask you. I know you probably was like,
right.
And then when I finally got to where I was supposed to go to watch it, I was just standing there like, damn,
that
shit on TV.
That's me.
That's big moves, man.
How does that make you feel? Like, you feel good?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Amen.
It's like a little adrenaline rush. But my whole thing is, I gotta figure out how to move now with all of this because, like, it's being talked about, but then, my nigga, tomorrow is over.
Right.
It's all over by tomorrow. Right. So it's like, you either gonna live in the moment or you gonna live forever.
Right.
And I'm trying to live forever.
Right.
So do you do fashion shows? Like, do you?
No.
No. So you don't even do fashion shows?
Nah. Never done a fashion show. Haven't done a photo shoot. Anything.
That's crazy. It's just all in the hustle.
Yeah, no promotional videos, none of that yet. I mean, I made, like, promotional videos myself with, like, a bunch of different graphics, but I never did, like, a promotional thing where I sat there and recorded everything that was going on. Like, people tell me all the time, bro, you need content. I'd be like, man, it's going to come, but, like, shit is working.
Right. Yeah, I was about to say, it seemed like it's, like, moving how ever you know got it going on right now, like,
yeah, bro, what's written is written. Like,
you
can't.
Was just on TV, like, pretty much.
But
like,
you don't want to get into all that, like, you don't.
No, it'll come, but like,
you're not forcing
it.
Don't rush greatness.
People be trying to be in the level that other people are, thinking like they got to do this and that. Bro, calm down. Just because they there, that don't mean it's taken away from you. You're gonna get there. Just chill, bro. Like, shit is just.
So where can they go to order all your stuff?
The website.
I actually said it in the beginning. It was torturefiles.co. Not go to .com
because of some freaky
com.
Shit.
Yes.
If
you're into that kind of stuff, then you can definitely go to .com and, you know, do what you gotta do. I mean, like, if you're trying to get into something with your mans and all of that, but.
No, that's too much. That was too rough.
I think you should just go to .co.
That was fucking rough.
And,
this is the remainder of the show. And, once again, we do appreciate you for coming through, Leslie. Is there
lot of people ask me, what is torture? And I don't know, to be honest. Y'all want to know what torture means?
Yeah, tell me.
Y'all really want to know what torture means? First of all, did I even tell y'all how?
Yeah, you told us how you got the drummer, but what does it mean?
I don't know.
Nigga.
Well, there it is, America.
Sign up. I feel torture, it means it's like the hardships you endure and wear proudly. That's torture.
That's deep.
Amen.
There you have it. That's torture.
You got it.
You heard it here first.
Not for resale.
Not for resale.
Not for motherfucking resale.
Promotional use only.
Promotional use only. Here at the Boom Room.
Thank
Adios.
You're welcome. Hehehehe